Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
And I'm particularly excited about this part of the show where we really get to have some really interesting conversation, you know, around, you know, some of the contributors to the entire sports value chain. And I'm just going to read something which blew my mind. You know, the sports apparel market was valued at $167 billion in 2008 and is estimated to reach $248 billion by 2026.
Yes.
And in studio with me, I have one person who's having, you know, a go at some of this pie. Ms. Jabulile Gwala, good afternoon and welcome to Vision View Sports Radio.
Good afternoon and thank you for having me.
I cannot tell you how much pressure I am under right now, because ever since this interview was confirmed, my manager said, you know what, you've got to do this thing right. Are you well? How's business?
I'm well, thank you. Business is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're talking about beautiful things.
Yes.
You know, I learned a new term in preparation for this conversation, athleisure.
Yes.
Which is a combination of athletics and leisure wear.
Yes.
And you're in that space. Can you just briefly tell us about your background? Where did you grow up? And,
yes.
Yeah.
So my name is Jabulile Gwala, and I'm from the East Rand. So I'm from Katlehong. I grew up in a township called Maphanga. And I've always been an active child. I've always loved playing in the street. I've always loved doing sports at school. And I've always had a weird sense of fashion, funny enough. And I've always wanted to be in fashion. So that's essentially where I grew up. I'm the oldest girl. So my father has two daughters. I have a younger sister and then I have a younger brother. So when my sister was born, he decided that, I mean, he wanted a son, so I was going to be the son. And yeah, that's just it. I spent a lot of time with my dad, enjoyed sports, and yeah, that's how all of it has kind of connected to where I am today.
That's awesome, man. And then now, the journey into business.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you are a marketing director of Blue Lion.
Yes, so I look after a company called Black Lion.
Okay.
And, you know, I've got a marketing background, so my work experience, I've got over 10 years of marketing. So I've worked for big brands like SAB, Unilever, and I gained a lot of marketing experience from there. And when I decided to go into business, funny enough, it was when I found my time and my love back into exercising. And I decided that, okay, now I want to dress up for gym now, you know. So, you know, when you start gym, when you are still just, you know, getting out just so you can be active. You put on your leggings and a t-shirt that you sleep with and you don't mind. But when you start going a lot, you're like, okay, now I think I can, like, you know, do a crop top here. I can do this and that. Then I started just shopping around and realized that there wasn't something that had our African print, you know. There's a lot of beautiful activewear. Like you were saying, the industry itself is massive. There is lots of blacks, grays, flowers even, but nothing that had our African print. And that's when I decided to work on the brand, Sigo Republic, and launch it 2 years ago.
Yeah, man. I mean, you actually look weird when you're dressed appropriately nowadays. I mean, you see people in their gym clothing everywhere. Is it
comfort,
the new normal?
Comfort. So people want to be comfortable now, and the leggings are that, because they're so flexible and they're so light. They almost feel like part of your skin. So it's no longer just for exercising, but people also wear it for leisure.
Yeah. But now tell me about the entire process now. I mean, you're looking for clothes that fit. Mm-hmm. You're an African woman. We've got a particular body structure. What was the process like? What were the difficulties that you faced in terms of coming up with what you really, really envisioned?
So first of all, just to, you know, because you've mentioned very important points, which is the fact that our bodies are, you know, unique. You know, Africa is, we have our own body shape, our sizes. When I was shopping for activewear, I remember, you know, just looking at some of the clothing that was there, and you're like, okay, yes, I've got hips, I've got a bum and a small waist. So which size do I take? Because if I take this one, it's going to be too big. If I take this one, it's going to be too small. So part of my brand identity was saying, how do I make sure that whatever I produce starts with the African woman in mind? So making sure that I know what's comfortable for me, which is high waist. So when I train, I don't have to stress about whether or not I'm protected and covered enough. I like the fact that, you know, when I am wearing my leggings, I don't have to feel like, okay, but it's too loose on my waist if it fits my hips, or it's too tight on my waist it's too tight on my hips if it fits my waist. So that was the first part, to say I want a product that will work. So the second thing was I wanted it to be locally made. And that comes with its own challenges.
Yes.
Lots of challenges, because manufacturing locally is tough and costly. And because Athleisure or even Activewear is not big in SA, getting the right fabrics, getting the right printers, getting the right manufacturers was a journey. I mean, I don't know how many times I thought of giving up, because I was like, oh my gosh, this thing is just not, you know, coming together. And at many points, you had opportunities, you know, where, you know, people ask you, just get on a flight, go to China, you'll come back with
exactly what
leggings, exactly what you need, yeah, at a fraction of the cost. But I've always been passionate about that part as well, to say, you know, we can build something that is made by South Africans. There is so much talent, especially in manufacturing. Just meeting with a umama that helps me with my kimono, who has the skill. But because of the fact that a lot of us moved away from manufacturing here, people just lost their jobs. So they've got the skill, but they've got no one to actually, you know, produce for. So, yeah, those are the two things that were really tough. And they're still a challenge. You know, it's still, you know, very tempting to just be like, oh, my word, you know, because activewear is very, very specific and very particular. So sometimes you don't get the cut correctly. Sometimes if they're not using the correct machine, the stitch doesn't come out correctly. But it's something that I have committed myself to seeing through and making sure that we build an activewear or an athleisurewear brand that will be made in South Africa for the rest of the world.
Man, and I'm glad you're mentioning the rest of the world. And, and out of the corner of my eye, I can already see, you know, the range. I don't know if Vic would like to actually bring me something. Maybe just after the break, we'll actually display, you know, here on the table. I want the cameras to capture this.
Okay.
Because there's such a broad range of designs.
Yeah.
You know, how do you solicit some of these design ideas?
So it's just everything that we see around, right? So I'm influenced by my environment. I will see something that looks really, really stunning, and I will just ask myself, you know, how would that thing look if it then was infused with a bit of our print? Like now, I'm wearing a dress that you could get.
You look stunning, by
anyway, thank you. Thank you very much. That you could wear to the office even if you wanted to. But I was like, okay, so how can I take this style, this design that I know is comfortable for myself and many other women, and add a bit of who we are, so that when I do go to work, I don't have to leave, you know, all of me at home.
You're on the link, with a link to the heart of the matter, man. And I'm excited today because we are hosting Siko Republic, and we're talking everything sports apparel.
Yes.
The new term that I've learned is athleisure.
Yes.
You know, a fusion of athletics and leisure wear. And obviously, we've got some beautiful, beautiful designs out here in studio with us. Jabulile is going to take us through some. I would have loved to model one or two, but I see we only have the ladies' clothing range right now. Maybe starting from, you know, your left, you can just, you know, grab a piece there and then just take us through, you know, the inspiration behind the design and the use.
Okay. So I'm going to start, with our onesie, right? So this is our signature print. We launched the brand with this print, and you'll see that we kind of growing into others. So this onesie is really also super comfortable, And it's mainly best when you are doing yoga. Because when you do yoga, you're stretching and you don't want to be worrying about your crop top and everything else. So a lot of our buyers or our shoppers, when they buy this piece, they're mainly buying it for when they do yoga sessions, Pilates, a lot of the stretch kind of.
And I must say it's quite decent because, you know, some of these things that we actually get to observe at taxi ranks where the material is a bit see-through. Talk to us about the quality of your material.
Look, I actually, I'm glad you mentioned the material because that was also part of the process in the beginning. You know, it took, like I said, a very long time to get to where we are. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're still learning. We're still a baby at 2 years. But the one thing that was critical was making sure that women are actually covered. Because when I started looking around, when I was exercising, you see all these see-through tights that sometimes women are not even aware that they've put on these leggings.
It's what's available on the market.
Yeah, so they've put on these leggings and they can't really see their back. And you are standing there and you're like, oh my goodness, you know, I wonder if she knows. Because if she did know, I'm sure she would probably want to cover up. So it was very important for me as a starting point in the material to say that I want to not see what, you know, people have underneath all sorts of things when they are exercising. So our material makes sure that women actually have that coverage. So that is.
And then maybe just to describe it to our listeners there, I mean, the print is also phenomenal. Nguni inspired.
Yes.
There's pink there, there's yellow, there's green, there's all sorts of geometric shapes. It's a wonderful, wonderful print. I think the closest I've seen to this thing is when I watched tennis.
Yes.
And I saw Serena playing with that onesie.
Yes.
I think it was a onesie type of a thing.
Yes.
But one
from
leg
Nike.
From
yes.
Nike. Yeah. But I think Nike has nothing on what we have right now.
Yes.
But anyway, let's carry on. What else do you have there? Is it a swimsuit or?
No, so this is in the crop top. So this is what our crop top would then look like. So this is our extra small size. And again, making sure we've got two types of crop tops. The one we launched with has our crisscross elastic going around, which was actually very fashionable and people really like that. And then, but some of our customers just want something nice and simple. So we do have variety on that. But this is our crop top that offers maximum support, especially for runners or people that actually just enjoy going to gym like myself for kick, step. So it's nice and comfortable. We have a shorts. So depending on what your style is, so it's a half full print and half black, almost knee length short. Also, again, you know, not everyone wants to wear those short shorts. Sometimes not everyone is comfortable with them. So this is just not too long, but like halfway on the thigh. And we have a long tight version of this. And then if you prefer shorts, we have all of this as well. This is mainly for, again, runners, cyclists, we know people that love to hike. We get a lot of hike images, actually, even with the onesie. People go hiking and then they take lots of pictures. So this is essentially what we have from the activewear space. And then our new prints.
Before we go to our new prints, I wanted to go back to the crop top.
Yes.
Because there was a huge campaign. I think it was then still MEC of Sports in Gauteng, Miss Faith Mazibugo, where she actually said, you know, our kids are keen on playing sports.
Yes.
But we don't have a global women
sizing.
Bra, you know, that can hold everything. Are you sure your
It's a
top.
Big deal. Look, I will not say we are perfect because, you know, like you say, it's a bigger issue than a seagull thing, but it is something that we are very aware of and we are working towards. And this is why we also do a lot of pop-up events because women are mostly concerned about that, to say that depending on a cut, I might be a medium in a seagull republic. Depending on a cut, I might be a large in a Nike. So for a brand like ourselves, which is mainly online, it becomes a huge barrier for women to just pick up and say, I want to buy a crop top, because you have to think about so many things. Depending on how seagull cuts their crop top, you might be a different size. So I mean, I'm hoping that that project really continues and we find ways
fantastic.
to get to a global way of just managing the sizing that comes from all of us as manufacturers so that we know how to service women better.
I see your new designs. Was that one inspired by Barocca? Nice colors, nice colors.
I'm a Zulu girl from KwaZulu-Natal. So if you think I'm a Zulu.
Yeah, okay.
So the green and the red, it's literally, you know, new. We've looked at this print, which, like you said, it's multi-colored. It's nice and colorful, which we really love and enjoy. And it is still our best-selling print. Mm-hmm. So our customers really, really love the signature print. But we have kind of started to look at how do we then start to have, you know, we call this one Love is in the Air range, playing with the reds, the deep reds, you know, going into the brown space to say, if you don't like the multicolor, you know, there's still something there on the brand for you. And also the green, which we call our Green with Envy range. If you are not into, you know, the more colorful and more dynamic print, there is an offering for you. So we've just launched these, and we're quite excited about the reception that we've also received on it.
And I can see that one of my cameramen is green with envy looking at that particular one. Bramex, but anyway, let's move on. You've got some tops as well.
Yes.
Is this for guys now?
Yes.
Wow.
So for the first time, yes. I mean, like I said,
I want the cameraman to actually capture that. If you can just please, yes. Yeah.
So what? For 2 years, we've only been a female-focused brand, and the reason for that is not because we actually didn't love, you know, our South African men at all, but it is because we just understand that market better, and we wanted to focus on them and perfect that part before we extend ourselves to the next. So now we've launched, okay, this is a very big size, but it's our first range. So tomorrow we have a fashion show. This is going to be showcased tomorrow. It's the first time we have an offering for guys. We have, you know, shorts now, and they come in different shapes and forms. Some of the stuff I couldn't bring here because, you know, it's launching tomorrow. Some of it's still in production. The world of manufacturing.
Yeah.
But we will definitely bring it another time for you. But literally, awesome. For the first time ever, we now have something for guys to also actually buy from the brand.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit more about the fashion show. Where will it be?
Yes.
How can we follow?
So we have a fashion show that is happening tomorrow from about 3 p.m. until 6. So that will be the full event. It will be streaming live on our Instagram page. So Sigo Republic on Instagram. It is happening at, you know, the heart of Johannesburg. I don't know if anybody knows where House 160 is, which is a very beautiful creative hub that houses fashion, art, and music. It is a creative kind of business zone that is founded by Black Coffee, Nelson, and La Duma. So it's happening at Nelson Makamo Studio, which we are very, very excited to go through. It's in partnership or collaboration with another designer who does beautiful, beautiful Xhosa-inspired apparel called Tina Ngokolo. So yes, tomorrow, if you follow us on our Instagram page, you can see the show live.
I don't know what happened there, but we had music going on
there.
Oh,
my gosh.
Maybe it's the excitement of what's going to come up tomorrow on your show. Before we actually close off our conversation, I mean, how can people buy this particular apparel?
So you can buy any of our pieces on our online store, which is www.sigorepublic.co.za. We have a wide range of offering there. You can learn about the brand there. So literally, it's a very easy to navigate online store. It's very easy to shop. And then we deliver to your door wherever you are in South Africa.
Awesome. That was Ms. Jabulile Gwala, CEO of Sequo Republic. All the best, ma'am. I think your clothes look fantastic,
Thank you.
All the best for the future.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Awesome. That is Ms. Jabulile.
Winning with Vision View Sports Radio.